This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that good in my life to this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Yes. It never said that he waited till he was cured. Then he came. But he came just like he was. Now you got to really understand the Levitical law. The Levitical law states that a leper have to stay within a few 50 to 100 feet. And if anybody come close to him, he has to declare himself unclean. He cannot socialize with people. He cannot go home to no one. He has to stay in the background. But this leper said, wait a minute, I did this long enough. And I obeyed this long enough, but my situation is still the same. I might not ever get this chance again. And Jesus has come all the way down from the mountain in my direction just for me. And he didn't come here to declare myself unclean. He already know I'm unclean. He already know that I'm dirty. So I'm going to go to him just like I am. Is there anybody can testify and say I came to Jesus just like I was? I didn't have sense enough to clean my own act up. I was dirty. I was low down. I was mundane. I was mean. I was good for nothing. But yet I came to him just like I was. The leper came to him. He was socially unaccepted, but he came. He was physically repugnant, but he came. He was ceremonially unclean, but he came. He was religiously unfit, but he came. He was economically poor, but he came. His hygiene wasn't the best, but he came. He didn't wear three-piece suits, but he came. He didn't drive up the day cars, but he came. He might have been, can I bring it closer to home? He was addicted, but he came. He was an alcoholic, but he came. He was abandoned, but he came. He was lied on, but he came. He was talked about, but he came. He was looked at funny, but he came. Is there anybody say, I'm not going to let nothing or nobody stop me from coming to Jesus? He came to him just like he was. And watch this. It's going to bless you. To come to Jesus, it takes an aggressive faith. His faith in Jesus was greater than his problem. Because look what he did. He came to Jesus. The Bible says the leper came. Here we go. Watch this. Y'all ready? When he came, he worshiped. Y'all didn't get this. Now watch this. Gonna bless you. Chapter 7, verse 28. The people have spent several days with Jesus. They were just astonished. But this man, he just spent a moment with him with a problem in his life, and he worshiped. See, some of you come here this morning because you are astonished. But others showed up because they want to worship. You are astonished that he carried you through the week. But I just want to worship him because he carried me through the week. Some of you are astonished because he healed your body. But some of us want to worship him because, do I have any worshipers in the house? Watch the text. Watch this. When he worshiped, you ready for this? He worshiped him before he was healed. In other words, he didn't need a blessing to worship him. He worshiped him because of who he is. See, a lot of us mix praise and worship, but praise and worship are not the same. You praise the Lord for what he's done. He woke you up this morning. You need to praise him. He's carried you on your way. You need to praise him. He's got food on your table, clothes on your back. You have a job. You got a car. You got a house. You should praise him for these things. But when it comes to worship, worship comes from an Anglo-Saxon term, which means worship or value. That means my worship is dependent on how much God is worth to me. And he don't have to give me anything because he's worth that much to me. I can stand up and shout because he's worth that much to me. I can shout out hallelujah, he's worth that much to me. I can wave my hand in the sanctuary, he's worth that much to me. I don't have a dime in my pocket, but I can still worship. I don't know how I'm going to make it next week, but I can still worship. Pain is still in my body, but I'm still worship. Sorrow is still in my heart, but I can still worship because he means that much to me. He came. Watch this. He had a problem. Socially unclean, abandoned. Couldn't even see his family. He was all by himself. But Mount Zion, he didn't whine. He worshiped. He didn't wail, but he worshiped. He didn't whimper, but he worshiped. He didn't whisper, but he worshiped. He didn't waver, but he worshiped. He didn't worry, but he worshiped, because the man that was in his presence was able enough to handle anything that he was facing. Here's another key to the text you might have didn't see. Go back to verse 1. Remember, great multitude followed Christ. And watch, verse 2 says, and behold, there came a leper. Let me say it again. Verse 1 says, great multitude followed him. Look at verse 2. It begins with a conjunction. And. But behind the conjunction, you see a comma. That means that and is not only a conjunction, but it is a disjunctive conjunction. That means it separates and connects at the same time. Jesus is getting ready to do something not only in the life of the leper, but the ones that followed him, he's getting ready to show them something. Oh, y'all, you get what I'm saying? The leper was able to overcome the looks of the multitude to get to Jesus. When you come to Jesus raggedy and tore up, yeah, they're going to look at you funny. When you come to Jesus in the church and not used to seeing you in the church, they might look at you funny, but just keep your eyes on him. He said, I'm not worried about how you look at me. I know you got your nose turned up at me because I don't dress like you, and I don't look like you, and I don't smell like you. I don't live like you. But I didn't come here for you. I came to have a talk with Jesus. I didn't come to be accepted by you. I came here to be accepted by him. Is there anybody here can testify and say, I came here because of Jesus? In other words, watch this. This low down, good for nothing in the eyes of man, shows the multitude what they should have been doing. He came to Jesus, and before he asked him anything, he worshiped him. And after he got through worshiping him, he says this. Look at the text carefully. He didn't say right away, Lord, heal me. He didn't say right away, Lord, here it is, your child need to be bowed and already bowed. He didn't say, you've heard me pray days have passed and gone. He opens up the statement by saying, Lord, if thou wilt. But watch this. Look at the first word in his statement. He says, Lord. Lord means you in control of everything. You have the situation in your hand. You have healing in your hand. You have blessings in your hand. You got forgiveness in your hand. You got strength in your hand. You got power in your hand. You got love in your hand. You got overcoming power in your hand. You got joy in your hand. You got peace in your hand because you are Lord. He said, Lord, look what he says, if thou wilt. In other words, he's saying, I know it's up to you. And you may decide to leave me where I am. But it does not take away from the fact that I'm going to worship you anyway. Watch, he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Lord, you are Lord. You are my owner. You are my ruler. Now, y'all, watch this. Not only did he came like he was, not only did he came to him to worship him, but then thirdly, watch this. He came to Jesus with a desire to change. Y'all missed it. In other words, I'm not satisfied with where I am. I'm not satisfied with where I am in life. Lord, I need a change. Matthew says, watch this. Jesus, in verse 3, when he heard him, what did he do? Before he healed him, he touched him. Y'all didn't get it. Jesus says, nobody else will touch you, but I'll touch you. Nobody else don't want to have nothing to do with you, but I have something to do with you. Aren't you glad that he can touch the unlovely? He can touch you even when you're down to your lowest state. There is no problem you can face that the Lord can't reach through and touch you. How many can testify and say he touched me in many ways? He touched my sorrow and gave me peace. He touched my brokenness and mended me together. He touched my low down and lift me up again. How many can say if it wasn't, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I'd have been dead, sleeping in my grave. He touched me. God, Jesus have done some great things when he touched. He stretched out his hand around midnight, and Israel walked out of Egypt and their prison. He stretched out his hand, and he divided a raging sea. He stretched out his hand and the sun still. He stretched out his hand and invited all of us to come to him. He stretched out his hand and we had mercy and grace. And I'm so glad that his hand is still outstretched. If Peter was here, he'd tell you I was sinking in my own water because I took my eyes off Jesus, but I knew who to call on. I said, Lord, save me. And he stretched out his hand and picked me up again. How many were sinking in your own problems? You were sinking in your own despair. But when you cried out to the Lord, he stretched out his hand and picked you up again. He touched him. Now, I'm not going to hold you much longer, but watch this. Can you imagine what the people in the crowd were saying? He just preached to us, and he's putting his hand on this filthy, unclean man. Jesus was showing them, in essence, this is why I showed up. Because you're not sick, you have no need of a physician. See, I know we quote our Bible, to quote our scriptures and tote our Bibles on Sunday morning, but I want you to remember when you didn't. I want you to remember when you didn't have God on your mind. I want you to remember when you didn't think about Jesus on Sunday morning because you was too hungover from Saturday night. I want you to remember when you got so tore up you didn't know how you got home. I want you to remember when you didn't have no God in your heart and no weapon in your hand, but yet God still brought you. Yet God still blessed you. Is there anybody in here can testify and say, when I think about it, it was nobody but Jesus. And for Jesus to do that, that means somebody was praying for me. He said, will you do this for me, Lord? Jesus touched him and said, be thou clean. And immediately, the leprosy was cleansed. Now why, as I get ready to close, but I need to teach this for a minute. Why on another occasion? He told the lepers before they were healed to go show themselves to the priests. And on their way there, they were healed. But in this case, the leprosy was healed immediately. Y'all ready? With the 10 lepers, he spoke their healing. But with this leper, he touched his healing. Oh, y'all didn't get what I'm saying. Now, either way you're going to be healed, if he speak it, it might not happen immediately, but it will happen. But if he feels, he's got to touch you. It ain't going to take all day to heal you. Come here, woman with the issue of blood. I didn't even touch his body. I just touched his hem. And a 12-year-old issue was dried up. It's something when Jesus put his hands on something, it changes immediately. He said, be there clean. And there the leprosy had cleansed up. And Jesus said, now I need you to do me a favor. Don't say nothing. Tell no man. Now he tells him, go show yourself to the priests. Now you got to understand, by Levitical law, the priests were in charge to declare you unclean, and then they were in charge to declare you clean again. Y'all just missed it. The priests were in charge to tell you or declare to the fact that you're unclean. But you have to go back before these priests that they can declare you clean again. Jesus said the same ones that put you out of society are going to put you back in. The same ones that counted you out now finna count you in. The same ones that threw you aside now finna accept you. Don't you know that he can use the ones that's trying to tear you down to build you up? That's why he says, I prepare that table right in the presence of your enemies. He said, don't tell nobody. He said, go on and just show yourself to the priest. See that no man know it. But I can imagine in my mind, that was hard to do. Oh, Lord. I know you want me to obey you. But Lord, I got to tell you, this one time I might have to be disobedient. It's hard for me not to tell somebody what you've done for me. But see, Jesus knew what he was doing, Reverend Margo. He didn't want people to accept him just because of miracles. He wanted them to accept him because of who he is. And so, not only did he come just like he was, not only did he come to worship, not only did he come with a desire to change, but he left with proof of his presence. He says, the proof is in the pudding. I don't have to tell you that I've been changed. You can look at my life and see that I've been changed. You see, children of God, we don't have to go around and prove to people that we love the Lord. It should be in our walk. It should be in our talk. Now, that does not mean you're not going to fall every now and then. Nor does that not mean you're not going to slip up every now and then. But when you slip up, I know somebody you can slip to. And his name is Jesus. Yeah, I'm so glad that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible, it tells me so. Since I've met Jesus, there has been a change in my life. When I look from A to Z, there has been a change in my life. Before I met Jesus, I was all alone. But now I am accepted. Before I met Jesus, I was broken, but now I'm blessed. I was cursed, but now I'm chosen. I was damned and damaged, but now I'm delivered. I was excluded, but now I'm exceptional. I was a failure, but now I'm forgiven. I was greedy, but now I'm grateful. I was hateful, but now I'm humble. I had iniquity, but now I've got integrity. I was junk, but now I'm justified. I was kicked out, but now I'm kept. I was lost, but now I'm liberated. I was messed up, but now I'm made up. I was naked, but now I'm new. I was oppressed, but now I've overcame. I was perishing, but now I'm pardoned. I was quiet, but now I don't quench. I was ruined, but now I'm redeemed. I was in sin, but now I'm saved. I was in trouble, but now I've got a testimony. I was unjust, but now I'm upright. I had no value, but now I've got the victory. I was wounded, but now I worship. I was X'd out, but now I'm X'd in. I was a yesterday, but now I'm yoked. I was a zero, but now I got zeal. Is there anybody here got a before and an after? Before, I was on my way to hell, but after, I'm on my way to heaven. Before, I didn't understand the goodness of the Lord, but after, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Is there anybody here says, since I met Jesus, there has been a change in my life? Since I've been a change in my life, I come here this morning to give him praise. I come here this morning to give him worship. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I'd have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But he been good to me. He have brought me from a mighty old way, and I don't mind
working for the Lord, because there's benefits for working for the Lord. He's got a good vision plan. I can look up to the hills from whence cometh my help, because all my help comes from the Lord. He's got good life insurance. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Is there anybody here excited about JESUS? Is there anybody here glad about JESUS? Is there anybody here, all the times you sinned in his sight, but he stood up for you in glory, told his father, my blood will wash away your sins. And since he stood up for us every day of our lives, is there anybody here can stand up for him? Say, Lord, here's your praise. Lord, here's your worship. You've been good to me. You brought me from a mighty long way. Mount Zion, look what he's done for you. He kept you all week long. He kept you all week long. You still ain't got it yet. He kept you all week long. You had to cry sometime, but he still kept you. You was alone sometime. He still kept you. Your bills are still due, but he still kept you. And here it is on Sunday morning. Stand up and tell the Lord, Lord, you've been good to me. Ah, Lord, you made a way for me. Ain't he good? Do you know he's good? Grab your neighbor by the hand. Say, neighbor, through it all, he's been good to me. Neighbor, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to shout for joy. I come to wave my hand. Ain't he good? Say yeah. Say yes. Say yeah. Ah, yes.
Since I met Jesus, there's been a change in my life. You might not be perfect, but you're on the road of perfection. Jesus loves all of us. And he didn't die for some of us, but he died for all of us. Makes no difference your race, color, or creed. He died for all of us. And I don't make no difference to me who's sitting in the White House. I know who's still sitting on the throne. And Trump can't do no more than us than God allow him to. Come on, you all just praise God for that. He's still in control. There is nothing that will catch God by surprise. The doors of the church are open. And we ask everyone to stand if you can during this invitation, because someone is making a decision now. Somebody is wrestling.
You have been listening to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr., pastor. We invite you to come and experience the change at our church, located at 11th, 16th, and Day Street here in Alexandria. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, we would like to hear from you by calling the church at 318-448-1604. That's 318-448-1604. We invite you to tune in again next week at this same time for the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.